In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp., 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Utah.
And she is the Vice President of Advocacy for Children with Focus on the Family. So that's her heartbeat, protecting children, loving children, educating us about children. And something happened earlier this month that we're going to focus in on, and that was World Down Syndrome Day. So good morning to you, Robin, and thanks for coming on.
Oh, good morning. Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, okay, so this day, we did talk about it a little bit on the air. We just talked about some of the statistics surrounding it and just lifting the stigma off of it. But this stigma has a big impact on whether or not expectant mothers keep their child, right?
Absolutely. And unfortunately, there was an article that came out a few years ago that Iceland had eradicated Down syndrome. You know, and of course, it's this, you know, the furor of, oh my gosh, what have they done? They've created this cure. And there couldn't be anything further from the truth. Unfortunately, over 90% of the children in Iceland are aborted when a mama has that in utero diagnosis. And right here in the United States, more than 60% of those children are aborted when there's an in utero diagnosis. And I truly believe it's out of fear. I think there's been so much talked about of these children somehow not worthy. Somehow these children are less than a child who is normal. And of course, you can't see my air quotes on the radio, but we've really tried to redefine what normal is. And I think we're missing the joy that these children bring. And one of the things that my department is so awesome, and our verse that we cling to is in Psalm 139:14. I will praise thee, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. And we forget that. We are made in God's image. And who are we to say that the children with Down syndrome aren't made in God's image and somehow they are unworthy of protection in utero?
And so one of the things we have to do is keep reminding those women who may get that diagnosis that this is a unique child made just for you. And I think testimonies from parents who have children who have Down syndrome, because I've never heard a negative testimony from those parents. Those children are delightful. They are gifted in their own unique ways. They bring so much joy to their families. And maybe there needs to be that kind of discussion as well.
Oh, absolutely. I had a coworker who had her middle daughter is a child with Down syndrome. She's now 14. And so she probably wouldn't appreciate me saying child, but she said one of the things that really stood out to her, and she did not have a diagnosis in utero. They found out when Kirsten was born, and she said, but everything that the doctor said was very negative. She said she went through all the possibilities of these medical conditions that she would have. And she said, I think even educating physicians and saying, don't just bring everything negative to me. You know, of course there are challenges. No one is denying that. But like you said, Tavi, there are so many testimonies of these children. They are joy-filled, and they are the most kind, wonderful people. And I think there's more support now than ever before for parents who have had that diagnosis. And they support one another, and they love on one another, and that's their community. And it's a place where you can ask questions that maybe are causing that fear. And so what a wonderful time to really lean in and listen to those testimonies of parents who are walking this journey and who are walking it successfully.
Oh, yeah. Those testimonies are powerful. They can be life-changing. And we're talking with Robin Chambers about Down Syndrome Day that happened, I think, last week, right? But all this month, yeah, talking about awareness, lifting the stigma, and most of all, helping people to choose life. And so besides sharing your testimony, if you have a loved one who has Down Syndrome, what are some ways that the rest of us can help lift the stigma and support moms and dads who are expecting a child with Down Syndrome?
Well, I love that question. And one of the things that we talk about at Focus on the Family is, you know, having conversations from the very beginning. When you find out you're pregnant, of course, you're so excited. And then you find out this diagnosis, it shouldn't change. There still should be this joy. And you still should be saying, congratulations, you're pregnant. How can I support you mm-hmm. through this? And I think we're so quick to try to fill a silence. There are times that it's just these mamas and daddies are trying to process and just say, you know what, I am praying for you and I love you. How can I support you? And leave it at that. I think one of the things that has stood out to me with friends who've had this kind of diagnosis, they said, don't give me the Christianese. Don't say, oh God wouldn't have given you this child if he didn't think you could handle it. Mm-hmm. Those types of things. Of course they know that. They know that in their hearts. But let them have that space. Let them have the time to process. I think making them aware that there are communities to support them. One of my just dear, dear friends had a diagnosis of Down syndrome. And she said, my instant thought was, I'm scared to death. I'm terrified. What if? And she said, and your brain starts going in all these different directions. Because you hear all the negative, you know, my other friend where, you know, they can have this heart issue or that heart issue, or they can have this. And she said, being able to talk with another mama or two or three who had gone through that, she said, it alleviated my fear. And I leaned in and she said, and got ready for this child, like I would any other child. And she said, and we kind of redefined normal to be what's normal for that child, not what's normal in society's viewpoint.
Robin, thank you so much for this, because you're right. The common expression from so many parents of children with Down syndrome is frustration with other people, you know, defensiveness for their kid. I love that you're giving us some advice just on the fact that we need to plug in. We do need to be supportive, and we need to have open ears to the kind of support that parents need. Is there any other advice, organizations, or anything that we could be aware of that could just be a great resource to these parents?
One of the things that I've heard over and over and over and have really tried to educate my team, Focus on the Family, those who are listening, don't ever say Down's child. You're labeling that child before that child's ever born. Mm-hmm. And so we want to make sure that we're being sensitive. That is a diagnosis. That is not a definition of who that child is. Mm-hmm. And so be really careful that you're not saying Down's kiddo, or you're not saying special needs kid. It is a child with Down syndrome. And so being really aware of who that child is individually. And again, you're going back to, you know, Genesis 1:27. So we're made in God's image. So look at the image of that child first. He or she is made in God's image. They are not that definition or that label.